What's up, guys? It is Popular Podcast here. We're going to give you a sick soda bill episode on our podcast. So, here, let's get started off with our three awesome co-hosts.
Co-hosts. Okay. My name is Jonathan. Just talking was Andy.
And Timmy T.
To my left is Timmy T. Today, we're going to be talking about the soda bills that have been going around in California. Timmy, can you please describe one of the bills?
Well, one of the bills is to raise prices on all types of sodas just to make it so less people will buy them. And
why do they want less people to buy these sodas?
Well, basically the government and many other people just don't want obesity to be a major problem in this nation, because the main stereotype is that this nation is obese and lazy.
The
and
U.S.
I don't think that the government wants that reputation.
Yeah. I sure wouldn't want that reputation if I was...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I am an American citizen.
It kind of makes us seem weaker.
Yeah. Do you know any other bills?
Another bill is, this one is from Senator Billing. This one would mandate prominent black and yellow warning labels on individual soda bottles and cans, cases, and even vending machine warnings that drinking beverages with added sugar may contribute to obesity, type 2 diabetes, and tooth decay. So what he's saying is he's just going to have a label on it, and it's going to tell you like a medicine bottle, mm-hmm. what the side effects are to it. He's not really trying to do is what, like Timmy said, they're not trying to, like, kind of just, like, tell you can't drink this much.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of saying, he just wants to give them a warning about what they could be doing
so
by drinking this.
So they don't point any fingers once they have gotten possibly obese, gotten diabetes, or have had, or get health problems in
yeah.
the future?
Yeah.
Will this affect, like, for example, Coca-Cola or, like, Pepsi? For, like, with their, what they're making.
I mean, yeah, because, like, what are they're limiting us to, what, 16-ounce bottles?
Yeah, well, that's one of the bills.
That is a bill.
One of the bills is they want to limit us to 16-ounce bottles.
If that becomes a law, then it'll ruin the companies.
I mean, yeah, it's like, family size. Like, I my dad comes home and instead of bringing, like, a bunch of little ones, he just brings one big one,
mm-hmm.
pour it into cups, and I feel like it's easier like that, it's cheaper. But just still, the soda companies make a lot of money off those big, giant family-sized bottles.
Yeah.
And if I'm at a party, I'm not going to buy a bunch of little ones. I'm going to obviously buy a couple of big ones.
This will also affect, like a 7-Eleven or a gas station kind of company. Do you know how, like, you can go in and get, like, a drink that's, like, 32 ounces,
yeah.
for example? That would not be legal. That would be two times the legal limit that you can buy.
Yeah, then you're going to go to smaller ones, and smaller ones are also more money.
Yeah. Or not more money, just, like, less volume of, like, actual
soda
for each dollar.
Yeah.
Timmy, can you explain what's going on in New York right now with kids' meals?
Yes. So one of the major bills that is going around, and I think it has passed, that the default sodas, used to be sodas, would just be different drinks like water and juices, 100% juices and milk. And
so,
this is for all kids' meals, like default choices.
So, like, if, say, I'm at McDonald's and I ordered a Happy Meal, they wouldn't ask me what soda I want. They would ask me what, like,
yeah.
what other drink, like a juice or a milk,
well, I think,
water.
I think I would normally, because usually they don't ask you, usually you're just like, can I have this meal? And they're like, yep. And they move on to the next meal. So I think you'd have to actually go and request for the soda.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd
have
to request
the
soda.
Hey, can I have a Happy Meal with a root beer or with a
mm-hmm.
with a Pepsi? You wouldn't just eat
yeah, that,
it automatically.
And this isn't just fast food. It's not fast food places. It's restaurants in general. So, like, suppose IHOP. Let's just say IHOP.
Mm-hmm.
They go to that, and the default would be, like, water, milk, or a juice, anything like that. They'd have to personally request.
So it's like they're displaying...
Sprite. Yeah.
Other options, but, like, you can still get the Pepsi if you want it, or the Sprite.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of displaying, there's another bill that that restricts displaying soda near the front of the
So, like, where you're checking out?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So you have to put it in the back, so you have to really go get it. It's not, like, the main thing.
So it's, like, out of the way.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, obviously, like, you know when you're sitting on the checkout line, it's got, like, all the candies, and it's usually got, like, that...
The big, fridge.
Yeah, that fridge.
Same,
I think
with all,
it,
the,
all of that.
Yeah.
I feel like not the candy, but, like, the sodas would be
yeah.
moving, like, to the back, like, the, maybe where
mm-hmm.
the meats are, somewhere back there. So you'd have to, like, come in and really go get one.
Yeah.
You'd have
yeah.
to have to be here.
So it's not like, oh, I'll just grab this quickly, it's right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Or they'd replace that thing with all waters or something.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
I think that'd be a good idea too. Instead of like having to force like the stores to move all their stuff around just for a bill that may or may not be passing.
I mean, obviously, Jonathan, you are pro. You're pro. You like
pro bill.
I am pro.
You're pro bill.
Pro bill, yes.
Yeah, you're pro bill.
I would say that.
I am very post bill. I do not think.
You guys are making too much noise. Whose class are you out of?
Mr. Danae's.
You're out of Mr. Danae's room making all that noise?
Yep. Oh my god.
Welcome back to Popular Podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I am joined with and today we're going to be talking about the soda bill that has become recently popular in California. Timmy, could you describe what some of the bills that are being
the bill?
No, there are multiple bills.
Yeah, there's at least five.
Could you explain at least one of them?
Well, one of them is trying to up the cost of sodas just so it will reduce people buying them.
Is there a reason they want to reduce people buying them?
Yeah, well, the main reason is to reduce obesity. Childhood obesity is one of the problems, and just overall, just nationwide obesity. They just want to.
And diabetes.
Yeah.
Diabetes. So those can all be like symptoms of drinking too much
yeah.
soda?
Yeah. Yeah, like an absurd amount of soda.
Okay.
Like every day, two things of Coke or two things of, like, at least.
Well, I mean, that really isn't unheard of. I bet some kids even at our school do that.
Yeah,
right.
I know.
Senator Buffy made a bill. Senator Buffy, who is in California, they made a bill that would ban all display of soft drinks within the checkout line. At stores, so
wait, ban them or just
ban the ability to have soda 6 feet within the checkout line.
Wait, so like they can have it in the stores, but not in the store.
Not six. You can't see it from the checkout line. So
okay.
Do you know? Say you're like in any store around here. You're checking out. There's all the candy, and then like the fridge that has all the soda.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like grab and go.
Yeah.
Like, no one thinks they're going to pick up a soda at the store until like the last second. So, like, that would possibly make people not like buy it as much and not think,
yeah.
oh, I need something
to drink.
If they
can't see it at the very beginning.
Yeah. And this would impose a like $1,500 bill or no, $1,500 fine if you didn't obey by the law.
Yeah, I just know in like one bill. One bill, it's, what you said, the Senator Buffy one, it's like $1,000, $5,000 fine if you, like, didn't thought over, like, limit or drank over, like, what you're supposed to be doing.
And there's another bill that Senator Monning proposed, which is not really as much making it out of, like, not visible, but just it's trying to, like, make it so that there's a label on it that says it can cause obesity, diabetes, and heart problems.
Yeah.
yeah. So it'll, like, you know how when you, if someone buys cigarettes, it'll say that this can cause cancer and this is a tobacco
yeah.
product. It basically be something like that.
I mean, currently they're trying to, like, scare the public. And that's kind of what his bill's doing. His bill's trying to scare the public and not as much just, like limit their. I kind of feel like he's not trying to limit their freedom like this other bill is. Like you can only drink such and such,
yeah.
so you have to pay a fine. It's just he's kind of. I mean, there's he's saying that. I mean, he thinks that you shouldn't drink that much, but
and
he's just trying
yeah,
to.
I don't think
be
any
aware.
Of these bills are like trying to limit people's freedom. I just think they want to limit
eliminate nationwide and just childhood obesity. I don't think they're imposing themselves on other people's freedom. I just think that's kind of what it seems like.
In my opinion, I think they should, like, I think the whole U.S. should have soda to be labeled with what its effects are.
Yeah, side effects, just like a medicine.
Yeah. And so,
like
a
monster drink or something like that.
Yeah, back to, like, what you said about, like, taking away their freedom. There was another bill that was proposed, which I don't agree with at all. It says there shouldn't be soft drinks over 16 ounces, which...
That's, I mean, like, what if you're having a party?
Yeah.
You have a big bottle.
Yeah.
You're, like, having a Super Bowl party, and then, but now you got
to
buy
you're
gonna
have to buy
little
ones, yes.
Yeah.
And I don't really think that is fair. Because, I mean, like, yes, you could buy more than one, but that's still absurd that you have to buy two, and probably it'd cost more.
Yeah, and you think about it, all these big soda companies are going to be losing so much money off this bill.
Yeah.
It turns into, like, a lot. I mean, they make so much. Well, they don't make, yeah, they make
a lot of money.
Off of these big family-sized ones. Because, I mean, kids and a couple, like, teenagers will buy, like, sodas for themselves. Like, most people was, like a parent would buy one for their kids, and for them, they buy that big bottle. You know, like, my dad, like, sometimes does. Takes the big bottle and brings it home,
mm-hmm.
and like we'll have one or two bottles like on Friday.
Yeah.
So if we can't do it, then it's gonna be a bunch of little packs, and they're gonna be losing a significant amount of money.
Yeah. Did you hear about how in New York they're proposing a bill to ban all soda in kids' meals?
Well, I read that same article, and they're not trying to ban them. They're just trying to remove soda as the default option. Like, so I'm just going to throw McDonald's. Like, I feel like...
Happy Meals?
Yeah, Happy Meals. When you go there, I'm pretty sure you already get a soda.
You get chocolate milk.
Yeah, well, you get options.
Do you want an apple juice or something like that? But, like, if you order, like, a meal, like, can I have a number 10 meal? It comes with...
Yeah. And restaurants and, like, not just fast food places, just restaurants.
So, like, if you're ordering off, like, the kids' menu.
Yeah. And it will replace soda with water, milk, juice. Like, they can ask for soda,
but
it won't be the default.
Doesn't juice have sugar in it as well?
Yeah, but they said 100% juice.
So, like...
Even though
it has to be organic.
Yeah.
It can't be, like, artificial sugar.
I feel like they're taking this too far. I mean,
with the juice
and with the limiting, like, let people, I feel like they're not, it's like, doing this is not like even giving people a choice on what they can and can't eat. Like, I mean, they're limiting, like, soda, like, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if someone gets obese because of soda, that's not a governmental problem. That's not something the government should be focusing on.
Well, I mean... If you ask anyone who's, like, not American, and you ask, like, to describe American, they just think of, like, overweight. And I think they're trying to, like, change that reputation for Americans that we're, like, getting healthy and stuff.
I don't think that's true.
It's a
stereotype for Americans,
which I think should be changed. When I go to the zoo, I don't hear no one's like, oh, no, the Americans are fat. They're saying, well, the Americans are white and racist, is what we come across as. I don't think obesity is really, like, the thing that... Like when I've gone out of countries, what we're known as.
You guys have any last thoughts at all? Timmy, any last thoughts?
No, I think we covered it all up.
All right. I still think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Just saying that. Andy, you have your views, and we will. Timmy and I will respect those.
I
all right.
Like,